What they're talking about is an effort to pass a constitutional amendment that says that money is not speech under the First Amendment and corporations are not persons under the 14th Amendment. Both of those are now the law of the land because the Supreme Court said so. In both cases, there was never legislation to that effect. Congress never said, gee, we should make corporations, persons. Never happened. No president ever argued in favor of it. In fact, a number of presidents have argued strongly against it, including on this program, President Jimmy Carter. So no president wanted it. No legislature wanted it. No state has ever passed it. But five out of the nine justices on the Supreme Court, five right-wing cranks in Citizens United, in McCutcheon, and in Buckley versus Vallejo. I think Buckley might have had more than five votes. But in any case, these new royalists, these kings and queens who have declared themselves the final arbiters of everything in America, including the 2000 election, powers that, in my opinion, the Constitution does not give them. These people have decided that it's fine if billionaires own politicians. It's fine if billionaires own Supreme Court justices. It's fine. It's just a wonderful thing if big corporations own politicians. It's okay if foreign governments corrupt our politics. We don't have a problem with that. I read yesterday to you from part of the decision, the Citizens United decision. So anyhow, so Public Citizen is saying, with Nevada approving a resolution this year, 19 states have now passed resolutions or the equivalent supporting a constitutional amendment. That's half the total they need to win. More than 750 cities and towns across the country have approved resolutions saying corporations are not people and money is not speech. Over 750 of them. In 2014, we won majority support in the U.S. Senate for an amendment, so more than 50 senators are in favor of this. And then thousands of people turned out to protest Citizens United at the Democracy Awakening demonstration in D.C. in 2016, and tens of thousands have participated in similar protests and actions. Millions of Americans have signed petitions calling for this. For 8 years, they say, Public Citizen has been leading a nationwide movement. And it's true. Public Citizen and MoveToAmend.org, the two big organizations that are really playing this. And they point out that last week was the 8th year anniversary of the Citizens United decision that kicked open the doors to billionaires owning and controlling our political process. And look at what has happened in those 8 years. The billionaires have completely scrambled our politics and to the point that people don't even trust their politicians anymore.